7736.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a couple passengers that came on with a kids in a shopping wagon, or it looks like a shopping wagon, but they are seatbelts in the wagon. I just wanted to make sure it was okay to roll with them on with kids still in the wagon.
Only if you think it's safe. This kind of stuff is at your guys' discretion out there. I'm not looking at it. I can't tell. It's a judgment call on your part. So if you think it's safe, then yes. If you don't, then no.
Okay, then my question is, I mean, if we don't think it's safe, can we deny it and not risk getting into trouble?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's not safe, if you determine that it's not safe, then you can tie up with us and you can ask them to change the situation or ask them to leave the vehicle. So, and then we just kind of go from there. The whole stroller policy thing changed. Hopefully you're aware of that. You know, people don't have to take their kids out of the strollers anymore. So if this, you know, wagon or whatever it is similar to that, then I would think it might be okay. But again, I'm not really seeing the situation like you are, so I can't tell.
All right. Well, I was just curious. I never ran into this before, so I just wanted to make sure, you know, I wouldn't get in trouble for it. I mean, I think it's safe. They're seatbelted in. So I guess that answers that. Thank you.
Yeah, TriMet over the last couple of years has relaxed its stance on a lot of that kind of stuff because they just kind of determined that it's not worth risking your guys' safety to fight people on things. So we only want you to put up a fight if you have to, like if it's not safe. Otherwise, just let it go, you know.
All right, thank you for the info. It really helped. Thank you.
All right, take care. 1521.